This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want on this live Halloween edition of the program. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Melanie.
All right, so of course you can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything you want to discuss. Last week, Melanie, you had a scary story, since it's Halloween, about the police, which could be one of the scariest groups of people in the United States today. Of course, we've seen so many examples of police abusing peaceful people, raiding the wrong home. I had a story about a police raiding a home and terrorizing a 7-year-old, and, well, turns out it was the wrong place. They got the wrong address.
There was another 7-year-old that needed to be terrorized, apparently.
Well, they're just trying to keep you safe. And so the police are, sure. Every now and then they'll actually go after a real bad guy, and when they do that, I will do my best to give them praise.
Well, right, but if I'm just going out randomly killing people just by sheer chance, I'm going to kill some bad guys.
That's a good point. I wouldn't say they're randomly killing people, but they are certainly, every now and then, will kill some people that they did not go out and set out with the intention to kill. You've got actually a story about this new law that I guess exists in a few different places. Louisiana, though, specifically, is where you're going to be telling us about, and that's where you're from originally.
Yes.
So this kind of strikes close to home. It's called the Blue Lives Matter Law. And from what I understand, from what you've told me off the air, is this is basically hate crime legislation that applies specifically to law enforcement officers.
Right, and different states are going to have it applied differently. I haven't read the statute for every state, but a bunch of states, after they had some violence against cops, passed what they're calling Blue Lives Matter laws. That's not an official term, really. That's just what a lot of the supporters are calling it.
Mm-hmm. Because that's a thing. I mean, there's the Black Lives Matter movement. There's now also a Blue Lives Matter, which is the people who love the police, to whom the police can do no wrong. They've kind of started up that thing.
Right, and in a lot of states, and it might be every state, I don't know, but in a lot of states, it is in their hate crime legislation. Some states might not do it that way, I don't know. In Louisiana, it's part of their hate crime statute.
So they modify the existing hate crime statutes. Now, do all states have hate crimes, or is that, you know, not quite a super popular
thing? I would expect all states to have hate crimes under more federal pressure. Because you wouldn't really expect a place like Louisiana to have a hate crime statute, but they do. And a lot of these statutes started being passed after the feds came in and kind of put pressure on states to do that.
Now, so, for listeners who aren't familiar with hate crimes, as I understand it, it basically increases the penalty possibilities for any given act. So if I punch you and then I say, I hate people with brown hair, or, you know, I hate people from Louisiana, or whatever, you know, thing about you that is something that could apply to other groups of, or some other group of people, then I would be charged with the hate crime version of assault. Is that right?
Well, it would have to be a protected class. So, race,
so I hate
religion,
you women.
That would work. Race, religion, ethnicity, gender, sexual orientation.
So hair color doesn't count, huh?
No, it doesn't.
No. What about age?
No.
Really? So you can just
not
hate
this
on
one. Now, some states might have that. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but this one doesn't.
Okay.
So what you generally think of as a protected class, your typical, like, civil rights mm-hmm. criteria.
So if you commit a crime and then you somehow indicate that you hate that person because of their supposed protective class, or that you are attacking that person because of the, or robbing from them or whatever because of their protected class, that somehow we're supposed to believe makes that act worse.
Right. And you don't necessarily have to indicate it. Like, you don't have to say, you don't have to shoot somebody and then say, I just shot him because he's black.
Really?
Right. So you, they just have to somehow prove that you were motivated because he was black, or because it was a woman, or because it was a Muslim, or because it was any of these protected classes.
So if they found a Facebook post from a year prior to that, which says something about hating the protected class, that might be good enough?
I don't know if that would be good enough or not, but that would definitely be evidence, and I would expect that to be admissible as evidence.
Now, I want to make it clear. I'm against racism and, you know, bigotry generally, but I don't think that people who hate others because of some dumb, you know, difference, I don't think those people should be charged more harshly for an act that ultimately is the same act.
Right.
If you hit one person who's the same gender as you, and then you hit another person who's the other gender, but you don't like the other gender, you know, it doesn't make your nose better. It doesn't make you
feel
better.
And it doesn't matter to me. Like, if I'm driving home tonight and somebody shoots me because I'm a woman, or somebody shoots me because they want my money, like, that doesn't make a difference to me. So I don't see why, like, just don't attack people, period.
Right.
I don't see how that's different.
So now we take that idea and we apply it to this new protected class of law enforcement officers.
And it really doesn't make sense. And when you read the sentence, especially if you're used to reading legal sentences, which I understand most people aren't, it doesn't make sense necessarily as a sentence. Because it's a list of all these things that are immutable characteristics that are typical, like, historical things that people would be hated for, that they can't change about themselves, and then it says, and law enforcement officers. It doesn't really fit in context.
Yeah, that's a good point. You're not born as a law enforcement officer.
Right. And it, and I mean, totally biased here, but substitute that with any other profession, it at least makes somewhat more sense to say, well, you're a woman, or you're black, or you're whatever. Religion, you could kind of argue both ways, I think, but that one's kind of muddy. But the other ones are things you are born with and cannot change. Saying that you need special protection from that, I think, doesn't necessarily completely follow. Or you might, in some situations, you might need extra protection, but an enhanced penalty isn't necessarily extra protection. But then saying you need extra protection because of your employment status or your occupational status, like, that's something you can change. That's
right.
Something that you didn't wake up one day and, like, well, you're a cop. Sucks for you. Like,
I mean, come on. Haven't there been a lot of cases over time where, let's say, the classic case of somebody flips a cop off and the cop arrests them for some trumped-up charge that they love to throw at people when they have no real reason to charge somebody, like disorderly conduct or, you know, whatever.
Or assault sometimes.
They've charged someone with assault
ridiculous.
For a finger.
That has happened. It doesn't stick because
right.
It's absurd.
Well, a lot of times these charges don't stick because when you go up high enough in the courts, they will overturn it.
Well, yeah, and if you can pay to fight it up, it'll get overturned eventually because of the First Amendment.
But. Yeah, they'll say, look, you know, you officers, it's part of your job to receive critique. It's part of your job to have people not happy with the service that you're providing.
I mean, there's lots of jobs where people are going to yell at you on a daily basis that are, I don't want to say less optional, but in a way less optional. Retail employees and restaurant employees, I mean, they get yelled at and flipped off on a daily basis, and they don't get to attack people, kidnap them, beat them up, and shoot them.
Right. So now you've got a law, this Blue Lives Matter thing, that has modified the hate crimes statutes in Louisiana and in some other states, and they've charged someone for the first time with this. And that's what's noteworthy here. That's the news that you're bringing tonight.
Right. And technically they haven't charged him. They've arrested him for it. In Louisiana, you're not charged until... Okay, so my understanding is that it works differently in other states.
Yeah, it sounds very different, because normally if you're arrested, there's generally a charge that goes along
so
with it.
So you're arrested for a crime. You're not charged with that crime until the prosecutor files
you?
Yes.
Ah.
So I think in other states, that's
not the case. Are we talking about, like, misdemeanors and felonies? Because obviously a cop can write you a ticket.
No, misdemeanors and felonies.
Okay.
Which, in Louisiana, there are no violations, misdemeanors. So doing
really?
One over the speed limit is a misdemeanor.
Wow. All right. No wonder you wanted to get out of there. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll talk about what that first case was of the Blue Lives Matter violation coming up. Free Talk Live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step one, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step two, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step three, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Do you ever wonder what happened?
Change has come to America.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, and beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited to take control of the airwaves here. The toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE. And yes, it is the live Halloween edition of the show. Ian and Melanie in the studio tonight. Plus, one of the other scary things going on out there in the world is the internal struggles over Bitcoin. Where will it go in the future? Well, right now the price is up. It's been going up from like the $600 range to around $700 over about the last month or so. So it's looking good from that aspect, but there's some struggles going on inside of Bitcoin with the people who are, you know, trying to determine how the software should work in the future. And there's this one issue, which is called the block size, that a lot of people are divided over. Some people say it should be increased, which would increase Bitcoin's ability to do more transactions at any given time and therefore be more competitive with like Visa and MasterCard. And others want to hold the block size back. Now, Roger Ver, a.k.a. Bitcoin Jesus, is one of those people who supports the increased block size. And there's been a new Bitcoin client introduced that also supports that increased block size. Via BTC, the fifth largest miner, recently switched exclusively to this new client. It's called Bitcoin Unlimited. And when that happened, Bitcoin prices spiked 5%. Now, is that a coincidence? Well, some observers don't think so. Bitcoin should not be held back by a few. You can learn more at bitcoinunlimited.info. That's bitcoinunlimited.info. As we go to your calls and thoughts, coming up, the Blue Lives Matter. Melanie's got the story about the first enforcement of the Blue Lives Matter statutes in Louisiana. Now, was this the first enforcement nationwide as well, or just in Louisiana that you know of?
According to everything I found when I searched, there were several people claiming that it was the first Blue Lives Matter arrest in the States.
Period. Okay. All right. So we'll get into that coming up here in moments. But first up, we've got Zach, and he's in Ithaca, New York. Zach, you're on Free Talk Live via Skype. Go ahead.
Hey, can you hear me? What's
yes,
going on?
Sir. Loud and clear.
I just want to let everyone know that this is the most awesome election ever, and it has finally allowed me to understand why people like sports. This is so great. I am enjoying every minute of it, and I cannot wait for next Tuesday.
Well, I still don't understand why people like sports, but why is this election better?
Because it's like Breaking Bad, kind of, because I always just want to see what's going to happen next. It's always a cliffhanger. Every time I go to sleep, I wake up in the morning, and there's some new, horrifically awesome revelation, some really, really great dirt. The Democrats were great on offense, but they're horrible on defense.
All right, so what's some of the latest dirt? I mean, because honestly, I see some of the headlines, and I got to say, this whole Anthony Weiner thing, I don't understand it. I don't understand why this is such a big damaging thing to Hillary Clinton. I was talking with Daryl about it today, and he didn't really get it either. So can you clear that up? Do you know what that's all about?
I can totally clear that up. Okay. Thing with Anthony Weiner is Huma Abedin, I don't know if I got that correct, she's Hillary's right-hand woman slash probable lesbian lover.
Okay.
And she signed a agreement saying that she had immunity, but it was contingent on the fact she turned over all of the material, all of the equipment.
Just to be clear, who signed what agreement that who had immunity?
Huma Abedin agreed with whoever gave their immunity, whether that's the DOJ or the FBI or whoever, that she would turn over, in getting immunity, it was contingent on the fact she turned over all the material relevant to the investigation and to the email leaks. So when Anthony Weiner, the serial sex creeper on the cell phone, he got popped for sexting this 15-year-old girl for months at a time, and they seized his laptop. Apparently on that laptop were tens, if not hundreds of thousands of emails, including a whole bunch that were not turned over initially, thus voiding Huma Abedin's immunity. Does that make sense?
So what you're saying is the lady – now, Huma Abedin was Anthony Weiner's girlfriend, right?
Wife.
Wife? Okay.
Wife, mother to his child. Like,
okay. And so she said she was going to turn over everything, but this laptop has revealed that she didn't turn over everything?
But it wasn't her laptop.
It was a shared laptop. It was a communal political corruption slash masturbation device.
Okay. And so when that happened, was that when the FBI reopened the investigation?
As far as I understand, they just last night got a warrant to go start going through those, I believe, 630,000 emails. Like, they must have a big hard drive on that laptop they seized.
Emails don't take up a lot of space unless they've got attachments.
Yeah, nude photos of underage girls and stuff like that. But the thing is, though, with Huma Abedin is disappeared, essentially. She the day after that revelation, the next morning, she was not on Hillary Clinton's plane, which was obviously noticed. And as this situation progresses, this is like this is literally tomorrow is the last week before the election, and it could not happen at a worse time. And this could be Comey trying to cover his backside a little bit because he basically gave Hillary a pass. There was a lot of blowback from that. So now they're going after Hillary again. And the thing is that, let's say Hillary gets elected, all these people who are have come out of the woodwork to try and destroy her, they're not going to go away. All these email revelations and various revelations about the corruption of the Clinton Foundation, the people who drop like flies, all the dead people, that's not going to stop. So say she gets elected, then we have all that time between the election and the inauguration for all these revelations to come out. And then after that, she's got to govern while under the most scrutiny anyone has ever been under. The thing is, her IT guy, he went on Reddit asking for advice on how to fix her private illegal server and even posted the IP address. So
he posted the IP address and it matches? Because that didn't seem real to me.
No, okay. It's too absurd to even, like, you couldn't write this stuff. But the thing is, Guccifer, the hacker who's gotten immunity, he said that her server was like a blossoming orchid open to everyone on the internet. So
wait, they gave the hacker immunity?
I believe Guccifer 1, not Guccifer 2, has been given immunity. I think he's going to get to serve his time in Romania, which is essentially giving him a pass. If I'm getting any of these details wrong, please forgive me. But the bottom line is that this is so much fun. This is like the WWE mixed with CNN, mixed with, the celebrity death pool. It's just...
It's a mix of a bunch of things that I don't like to watch.
Yeah, I'm glad you're having fun with it. I have to say, I'll give this election credit for being the most entertaining national election I've ever seen, but that still doesn't mean it's particularly entertaining or that I'm really very interested in it at all. I'm just kind of more curious than normal about it, so I guess I can kind of understand where you're coming from. I just want it to be over. I'm so tired of hearing about Trump and Clinton.
Well, and to me, the fact that there's an off chance that any of this might be real or matter is enough to make it not entertaining to me. Like, you know, Trump might say something that's funny, okay, fine, but I don't know. I don't like to be entertained by things that will have devastating consequences,
that
I guess.
Could hurt you later.
Yeah. Right. One more thing. Donna Brazile, who was the replacement for Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who had to step down because of the email / corruption, she last night tweeted, "God, I just wish this election would be over."
Yep, I'm with her on that one. Hey, thanks for the call, Zach. I appreciate hearing from you on Skype there. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And, yep, we got about 1 week left until this thing's finally done.
Good.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Whether it's Halloween horrors that you want to discuss or whatever you want, you can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free here and bring up anything you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Healthcare's all messed up in the United States. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. And sure, health insurance pays for treating sickness, but it gives you nothing for being healthy. And doesn't that incentivize illness instead of health? Well, there's a free market healthcare company that can give you freedom from health insurance. It's HealthExcellenceSelect.com. They give you a proactive health assessment daily and no charge 24-hour access to doctors. HIPAA has messed up medical records so much that one doctor doesn't know what the others are doing. How about a medical information card to give to EMS, first responders, the emergency room, or whatever medical professional you want? Check them out right now at HealthExcellenceSelect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage, you'll love the service and price. It's HealthExcellenceSelect.com. It's Ian and Melanie here. Mark joining us a little bit into the show. You were out doing some trick-or-treating with your son tonight.
Yeah, I'm still recovering from taking those kids around.
So welcome back to the show. You missed us discussing the Blue Lives Matter law. We're about to get into what Melanie believes is the very first enforcement of these Blue Lives Matter laws, which are basically modifications to hate crime statutes that say that in addition to protecting the status of, you know, people of color, gay people, women, and, you know, these different protected classes. Now, police, law enforcement officers have been added to that list. So if somebody does commit some crime and indicates that they also hate law enforcement, then they could possibly be charged with the Blue Lives Matter statute.
Well, and it's supposed to be a crime against law enforcement, which is kind of why this case, partly why it was so messed up, but so not just committing a crime and also hating a cop, but committing a crime against a cop because you hate cops.
Committing a crime against a cop motivated by your hatred for the cops.
Right. So, like, so traditional hate laws, traditional hate crime laws, if you were to commit a crime, if you were to beat a gay person because you hated gay people, that would be a hate crime. If you were to rob a CVS because you hated gay people, not only does that make not make sense, but it is also not a hate crime.
Okay.
So, if you were to commit a crime against the cop, battery, robbery, whatever, because you hate cops, that would be a hate crime. If you just commit any random crime, if you're just like, I'm going to smoke this bowl because I hate cops, not a hate crime.
Okay, gotcha.
Still a crime, not a hate crime.
So it has to be an act of some sort of violence?
Not necessarily violence, but any crime against a person. So violence, if you steal from them.
Okay.
Things that would be, things that typically would we would consider crimes outside of the law. So something actually done to a person.
But doesn't this
I can tell you right now that a listener has just toked up a bowl and said, I hate cops, and as they swatted it.
So doesn't this one, and we haven't heard the details yet, but I feel like you told me this has to do with just cops getting their feelings hurt. What's it, what
this
here?
One does. So okay. This what happened here was, it was in New Orleans, a man was drunk in the French Quarter.
Shocking.
We're going to act surprised by this.
Which, by the way, isn't it legal to have open container in the French Quarter?
There are some streets, and it's really
street by street.
It's super specific. It's really specific. Although that might be for.
Does anybody live in the French Quarter?
Yes.
Why? Like college students, they can put up with the noise, or
they cannot afford that.
Okay, is it really expensive?
Yes.
Interesting.
So it. The French Quarter might be open container. I'm not 100% on that. I know that some places are. It might in additional places are during parades. But
all right.
I don't know that the entire French Quarter is. But he was drunk in a hotel in the French Quarter. And
in the hotel.
In the hotel.
Okay.
Are there other quarters? Or just a French Quarter?
Not named.
Oh. There should be at least three other
the English
quarters, right?
Three quarters? I mean, yeah. Exactly what is the rest of
it? Or they may have been, and maybe the French were the only one to survive. I don't know. So he was drunk in a hotel in the French Quarter, which is
pretty common.
Not abnormal. He damaged a window. I don't know how much this window costs, but that's going to be important. He damaged the window, so the presumably the hotel were the ones who called the cops, which is not unreasonable. He damaged a window. They want him to leave. It sounded like he was refusing to leave. I'm not clear on that from what NOLA said. And this is from NOLA.com. So the cops showed up after he had committed the crime. So the crime's already committed. Any motivation he may or may not have had for this crime is already done because he already committed the crime. They charged him with disturbing the peace and criminal damage to property. Disturbing the peace is a misdemeanor in Louisiana. Criminal damage to property is a misdemeanor if it's $500 or less. If it's more than that, it's a felony.
Okay.
While he was being arrested, he made a slur against the black officer for being black and the female officer for being female. Things that we can't say here.
Okay.
So those
are the hate crimes because this was against the color and gender?
But that's not what they charge him with. So then they charge him under the Blue Lives Matter law.
I see.
Which doesn't even make sense because he didn't even say anything to them for being cops.
Okay.
He said things to them for being black and for being female.
So nothing about F you pigs or anything?
Nope.
No. Okay.
Didn't squeal? He didn't mention bacon?
Nope.
None of these things.
So they charged him with felony level.
He didn't do the deliverance.
He probably was not in any kind of state to be doing that.
I'm just wondering. I'm just trying to figure this out.
So they charged him with felony level Blue Crimes Matter hate law.
Wow.
Which is supposed to be a felony if the underlying offense is a felony, and a misdemeanor if the underlying offense is a misdemeanor. Now, I mean, they have some really expensive art, fancy hotel windows, I guess, in the French Quarter.
Sure.
Maybe this was a really expensive window he damaged, but only if this window was the damage to it, because it didn't say he broke it, it said he damaged it. It was $500 or more. Is that even a felony?
A damaged window, you're likely going to have to replace. I mean, if it's got a crack in it, you're going to have to replace the whole thing. And if it's a big front window for a hotel or something like that, it's likely going to be more than $500, not just for the window itself, but for the install time of having to remove and put in another one. I wouldn't see that as being hard to accrue.
Okay, so they charged him And yeah, if it was one of the fancier windows, they charged him for the felony level Blue Crimes Matter hate law. Which doesn't even make sense on any front because he didn't. I don't think that a drunk person who broke a window was motivated by their hatred of police. He didn't say anything to indicate that. There's nothing.
Right. What you're saying is
this isn't a violation of the blue crime, the blue line, Blue Lives Matter, whatever the hell this is. It's
right.
Not a violation.
Because what you said earlier was that in order for it to be a violation of this dumb law in the first place, he would have had to have committed the crime with the involving hatred of the police,
right.
or motivated by his hatred.
He would first of all have to be motivated by hatred of police, and second of all have to commit a crime against the police.
But he was just drunk in a hotel.
Yes.
Before the police were... He broke the window, caused the disorderly issue before the police were called.
Yes.
And then cursed out the cops later, and so they slapped him with the extra charge.
Yes, so they added an additional felony charge for saying mean things to police to these two officers.
Does this guy have anyone more than a public defender?
Probably not.
So what do you think is going to happen here, or what has happened? Do you know what's going on with the case?
Well, it is too early to even have... I mean, it's an OPD public defender. This was a couple weeks ago,
okay.
Or a week ago. It is way too early to know what's going to...
Because the public defender almost all the time is going to tell the person, look... Just take the plea deal, okay? They got a good plea deal on the table here. You're going to spend, 30 days in jail. You're getting off easy. Just take the plea deal.
Well, and part of...
That's what they do.
What's really interesting here is NOPD later came out and said, this is not how this law should be used.
Hold on. NOPD... So it was the prosecutor who charged, not the police.
He got... I technically don't know that he hasn't been charged yet. Because I don't have the prosecutor, the NOPD, not NOPD, but New Orleans DA files. But he probably hasn't been, just from what I know about their caseloads. He got arrested for felony level Blue Crimes Matter. I mean,
which
Blue
is different
Lives
from
Matter.
Being charged, from different from being charged.
Arrested, not charged.
Because in Louisiana, you get arrested and then later the charges come.
Yes.
Okay. Toll free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. If there's more, we'll talk about that coming up here. Plus, historic day in Alaska for marijuana. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own. And that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
A dozen medical cannabis cultivators and processors have partnered with Medical Genomics to record and track the genetics of cannabis strains on the Bitcoin blockchain. The Massachusetts-based firm has partnered with a preliminary group of 12 cultivators and processors to develop a fully validated genomic-based safety and quality standards for medical cannabis. MGC's StrainSeek service records the unique genetic information of cannabis and hemp strains derived from DNA sequencing into the Bitcoin blockchain database. To learn more, go to news.bitcoin.com.
You ever wonder what happened to America?
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
Something's wrong, and we all know it. I'm Charlie Daniels, and I'm here to tell you about it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school, morality had a future, and beef was for supper. Revelation, dawn of global government.
We're the solution, Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie, .info. Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie, .info. Let's fix it.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And Skype into the show. Skype username is lrn.fm. We're talking about the so-called Blue Lives Matter laws that are making it even worse for people out there who, let's say, while they're getting arrested, might mouth off to a cop. Which is basically what happened.
That never happens.
Yeah.
Well, and that's what happens here, but that's even by what the statute says on its face should not be what you get arrested for. Because if you already committed a crime and then you tell off the cop later, then it's clear to me that that's not why you committed the crime.
Well, but the thing is with law is it's all about the interpretation of it. Now, to you and to me and to any, maybe anybody who reads it, it's crystal clear. Like, oh, well, the guy in question here broke a window at a hotel in the French Quarter in New Orleans, and the police were called. When they were arresting him for it, because he wouldn't leave, they then charged him with this extra crime, or they arrested him for this extra crime of Blue Lives Matter, and then in Louisiana later, the prosecutor has to actually file the charge. The cops can charge someone with this, or they can arrest someone for this, with no real penalty if they get it wrong. So the cops can interpret this however they want. They can interpret this to say, well, if our feelings are hurt, then we get to charge
right.
you with
and
this.
And I mean, I'm not under any delusion that cops will enforce the law properly even by its own standards.
Right.
But that's not how any of the other statuses work. If I go rob a bank and then later announce while I'm being arrested that I hate gay people, I'm not going to be arrested for a hate crime for hating gay people because that's not why you rob a bank. If you commit, a drunk guy in the French Quarter broke a window. I'm not surprised by this.
Right.
This should not be astounding in any way.
Right. So then the police show up. In the process of getting arrested, he says, you're an N-word and you're a C-word to
yes.
to the
Which
black
aren't
cop.
Which are even slurs against police. They're slurs against women and black folks.
Right.
Why that's even a Blue Lives Matter issue is completely insane.
So, but even so, it couldn't be considered a hate crime because calling somebody the N-word or the C-word wasn't related to the breaking of the window.
Right, he broke the window because he was drunk in the French Quarter,
right,
not because
right. And then he also called those people those names because he was drunk in the French Quarter, but still, they can't be charged.
Well, I would imagine, and this is speculation on my point, on my part, that he was becoming defensive and drunk and violently defensive. Not physically violent, but drunk and aggressively defensive at that point.
Uh-huh.
Once someone shows up and tries to physically restrain him. But It had nothing to do with breaking the window. I very seriously doubt he even intentionally broke the window. He's staggering around drunk around probably expensive windows. And they want to kick him out. They want to charge him for that. That's fine.
I've seen a drunk guy fall through a window.
That's in no way a hate crime against anyone. It's not a hate crime against cops. It's not a hate crime against women. It's not a hate crime against black people.
What if he hated the window?
Being a window is not a protected class.
What if he hated the hotel?
Being a hotel is not a protected class. So what's interesting about this, so NOPD arrested him for felony level Blue Lives Matter. NOPD came out and later said he should not have been arrested for felony or
but they didn't
even
drop
matter
the,
Blue
they
Lives
didn't
letter.
Drop the arrest.
They can't.
They can't drop the arrest.
So he's already arrested, and he's probably pending bail for other charges.
Okay.
For the two other charges, disorderly.
Right.
Disturbing the peace
so
and criminal damage.
So he may be sitting in a jail cell right
he
now.
He probably is.
Okay.
So...
so it's up to the prosecutor. So Louisiana's different. Again, this is worth pointing out more than once because I don't think in any other state, I've never heard it working like this in any other state.
Right. There are other states with French people in it. Their legal systems are not messed up like Louisiana's.
In other states, it's the police who also charge. So the arrest usually goes along with a charge, and then the prosecutor can decide to drop the charge later. The police, I believe, have their own prosecutors. In fact, like here in Keene, there's actually a police officer who acts as the police prosecutor. It's a crazy mixed-up system. But nonetheless, in this case, what you're saying is the prosecutor in New Orleans could decide to not charge this person, and then the arrest will be nullified?
Well, it'll still be an arrest, so he'll still have an arrest record, and he'll still have an arrest record for hate crime against cops.
Wow. But unless he goes through some sort of nullification process?
At that point, if the prosecutor null processes it, if the prosecutor drops the charges in English, or if the statute of limitation runs, then at that point, once either he's found not guilty or the statute of limitations runs, mm-hmm. then he can get an annulment.
Annulment, okay.
Not an annulment, but an expungement for the arrest. So he'll have that arrest on his record
until the
statute of limitations runs, probably, and then he pays.
Right.
And that's like roughly $1,500 in filing fees, plus paying an attorney, which usually ends up being about $2,000.
So if the cops,
for an expungement.
If the cops arrest you for something that's total BS, you then have to pay over $1,000 just to have a chance at expungement.
Yes.
Right? Because the judge could always say no.
But it is more automatic down there. So
is
you're
right?
either.
Oh, we got you $1,500. Here you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now,
if you qualify for it.
Does Quebec have the same messed up legal system that Louisiana has?
Oh, I don't know.
Because it's also French. Sort of French provincial law or whatever.
I know nothing about Canadian
law. Okay.
So the New Orleans prosecutor at this point has to either file charges or not. And that will be really interesting and really odd.
That seems like this thing's just, he's going to be sitting in jail for a while, but it doesn't seem like it's going to go anywhere, right?
I will not guarantee that.
Okay.
This is the same district that Harry Connick Sr. came out of.
I don't know who that is.
I
know who Harry Connick Jr. is, but I don't know why I should know who Harry Connick Sr. is.
Okay, yeah, that's probably true, actually. He was a really horrible person who was the prosecutor in New Orleans. I want to say since the 70s up until 2002, he falsified all kinds of evidence, committed all kinds of Brady violations, which is where you don't turn over the evidence to the defendant like you're legally required to.
That's bad.
Yeah, and he did this for decades. The Innocence Project down there is still cleaning up his mess. They won't ever finish. There's too many people. There'll be people that'll die waiting and die in prison waiting, and he was just a horrible excuse for a human being.
Hmm.
One of his more famous cases, the guy was falsely convicted. He spent, I want to say, like 23 years, but it was several years. It was like 20-something years in prison for a murder that he clearly did not commit. Harry Connick Sr.'s office convicted him. It got overturned in 2000 and the civil case was in 2011.
Okay.
But so it got overturned a few years
before that.
Before that. So he retried it like 25 years later with, I don't know what evidence you still have 25 yeah. years later, if half of your evidence, not half, but if a good bit of your evidence was falsified in the first place.
Right.
And then retried it. And that was John Thompson's case. He had, who had won a civil case for a few million dollars and then got overturned by the Supreme Court because they said his office wasn't responsible for all the fraud they committed. So that quality of a human being.
Sounds like a bad prosecutor.
It's an awful place.
Yeah. So
we've had one prosecutor, I believe, in the history of the United States go to jail for doing sort of the wrong thing.
Really?
Yeah. We read about the story. It's been a couple of few years, but
And it was like a nothing sentence, too, right?
It wasn't
like
much, yeah.
A little slap on the hand. You bad boy.
I can't remember what it was, but it certainly wasn't the decades that he'd send people to prison.
Well, Walter Reed is still awaiting federal sentencing.
Is that the guy from the Veterans Hospital?
No. Okay, I should clarify these things. No relation whatsoever to the VA. Walter Reed was the district attorney in St. Tammany Parish from 2 years before I was born until I voted against him, like, right, not against him, but against the guy. I voted in the election that was the only election, like, in my lifetime for that parish district attorney right before I moved up here.
Why, does he get to just sit in the office until he wants to leave? Is that how it works?
I mean, they have elections in theory, but you don't run against those people. It's not healthy. So,
or else they'll come after you, that kind of thing?
I can't prove that, but you just don't.
Everybody knows.
Yeah.
Right? It's one of those things.
So he embezzled millions and millions and millions of dollars. He got convicted, and so I, like, bought a cake.
Speaking of millions and millions, coming up in Venezuela, they're going to be adding some zeros to the country's currency, the bolivar, which is a surprise because I heard they couldn't even print the money anymore because they couldn't afford to actually buy it from the printer because they don't print their own money. So maybe they found some dupe printer who's willing to actually accept.
Maybe they can, like, print over the existing bills.
We'll continue here in moments.
Add some zeros with a Sharpie.
855 453. It's Free Talk
Live. You said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There is a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
You want disruption? You got disruption. Cell 411, the world's most disruptive and empowering app, knows you want ride sharing with payment options for cash, Bitcoin, silver and barter, as well as credit cards. And they know you want more than promises. Cell 411 delivers. The same great emergency management app, now with ride sharing. Freedom to travel is a right. You don't need big business telling you how to do it and taking fees. Go to the app store now and download Cell 411 and get riding.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing PIX Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with PIX and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PIXWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick PIX and get connected today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.